Excellent. So now we start with a guided meditation for half an hour. And that is again stream live, so many people listen to these guided meditations just overseas. I know it's happening now. So many people from many different countries are also going to be meditating with us. So if you'd like just to sit down and get yourselves reasonably comfortable. I said reasonably comfortable because you can't get yourself perfectly comfortable, but we can do a little bit better just by relaxing our body. And you can't relax the body if you're not aware of it. So see if you can find a nice comfortable position on your chair, on the cushion, leaning against the wall, wherever you can find a bit of comfort. And you may think you're in a comfortable position, but we're going to go a little bit more meticulous. So we start off with our legs. Just with your eyes closed, can you feel your legs? Just with your mind feeling the legs, how are they? If you find it difficult to make contact with parts of your body, a very good skillful means is to ask the question, legs, how are you? Because if you ask a question, your attention goes to listen for the answer. So you become aware of the feelings in your legs. And that could be from the thighs, the knees, the calves, the ankles, the feet, the toes. To make sure that everything's okay. And sometimes, even if you don't even move, just the fact that you're paying attention to a part of the body makes it relax. But if you do need to move, please move. If you want to scratch, scratch. Because this part of the meditation, the mindfulness, always occurs with kindfulness. And in fact, the kindfulness is the most important part. Just being compassionate, being kind. And as you continue your awareness of your legs, hopefully you'll be able to notice the feelings improve. The legs relax more, you're more comfortable. And when you feel it's comfortable enough, then you move up the body to the buttocks, and there you feel, experience the sensations in your buttocks. And then you see if you can adjust the posture, fidget. Because when you fidget, you find that your awareness gives you the feedback that the experience is getting more relaxed, more peaceful, more at ease. But you're easing your own bottom. This is to generate mindfulness and also the kindness together for relaxation, for the sense of ease in your own body. Later we'll use the same process to make the mind, the emotional world, relax. So then we go up to our back. And I always stretch my back at the beginning. It's giving a good stretch, like I see all the animals in the forest loving to stretch. It releases a lot of tension and also releases endorphins into the bloodstream. It's beautiful, pleasure chemicals, painkillers, immune enhancers. So the body, the back can really relax. Mindfulness gives me this awareness, and I can see from changing, from moving, I can see how that awareness tells me that the back is getting more relaxed or it needs more adjustment. It gives me feedback, and from the feedback given by mindfulness, together with this care, you find that the body can, especially here the back, can get to a very deep sense of comfort. And then I focus on my arms and hands, making sure those are comfortable as well. There's no magic position for your hands. Put them on your knees if you wish. You can put them behind your back, whatever, wherever they feel comfortable. And then move up to your shoulders. Always pay special attention to shoulders because, well, they do bear a lot of tightness and tension. And to help relax, I visualize them to be a bundle of strings on either side, being stretched, being pulled. That causes the tightness, the tension in the shoulders. And then I imagine letting go of both ends of those bundle of muscles. So the fear, I can feel the real muscles also relax. They're not being pulled or pushed or stretched. It's called letting go of both ends. And move up to the neck, especially the throat. I just come back from Penang and Singapore, quite a few people having coughs. So I can just feel a slight irritation in my throat. So I just be aware of it, be kind to it, to relax it. The mindfulness can feel the neck or the throat. And the kindness changes the feelings. And it's amazing just how kindness, compassion, letting be, can take an irritation and can soothe it almost completely away. And I stay there until the neck and the throat feel comfortable. And then move up to the head. Balance on top of the neck. It's a bit tired. Can feel the sensations of tiredness because I've been traveling. But I experience those sensations, usually on my face, around my mouth and my eyes, forehead. And once I can be aware of those sensations, you don't try and get rid of them, you just try and be with them, opening the door of my heart to those sensations. If I do it right, then I get the feedback that those muscles are relaxing, they're loosening. They're becoming at peace. The feedback teaches me how to relax. And then I observe the whole body just sitting here. Because I paid attention to it and been kind to it, the whole body feels pretty comfortable. In fact, it has this wonderful, I call it the tingling of a relaxed body. It's pleasurable to be physically relaxed. But if there is a sensation of pain and irritation which still needs attention, then focus on that one small part of the body which is out of balance. Zoom in on it like you zoom in on Google Maps. And as you zoom in on the problem area of your own body, you've created mindfulness of it. And you'll notice as you keep your mindfulness on one part of the body which is irritating, that it changes. It doesn't always remain the same. And you soon understand, you join the dots, you learn what relaxes that part of the body. You have a stomach ache or throat irritation or a pain anywhere. You're aware of it, trial and error, feedback, and you soon learn how to relax even feelings deep inside your own body. You give healing, relaxation. Once that part of the body has been relaxed, then you can go to your mind. Your mind is like a garden. The garden is where the places where the bushes, the grass, the flowers, all those things you associate with the garden. That's how you know it's a garden. The mind is where the fears, the anxieties, the hopes, the love, the fear, all those plants which define what a mind is. In particular, peace. One of the most important parts of a garden called the mind is how peaceful you are. Or its opposite, how agitated, disturbed, restless. So, in order to understand what I mean by the peaceometer, my description, my word for this thing called peace and how peaceful you are. Ask yourself to give a number from 1 to 10. 1 is really peaceful, 10 is really agitated. Which number is it? Be honest. And now you're looking at the peaceometer. Just like an ache or pain, irritation in the body. This is the mind. Now what do you need to do to relax that peaceometer? To move the needle closer to one. What disturbs you? What makes you peaceful? The mindfulness of the peaceometer allows you to have feedback. Allows you to learn. And soon you'll find that when you let go of all concerns about the past, you don't carry that really heavy burden which stops you being peaceful. You let that go. You also let go all fears and anxieties about the future. When you're in the present moment, just being here, kind, easily satisfied, content, not asking for very much, then you find your peaceometer. The needle goes closer and closer to one. peace can only be found in a moment. And it's created with kindness. Letting this moment be. And if when you're peaceful, you wish to focus on your breath, it often comes up naturally. As the breath comes into your body, just invite it in, don't force it. Treat it like a friend. As the breath comes into your body, breathe in peace, health, energy, whatever you are lacking. And you want to bring into your body and mind. Bring it in with the in-breath. Breathing in peace. And whatever you need to let go of, breathe it out. Breathing out tiredness. Breathing out negativity. Breathe out sickness. Breathe out fear. And breathe in peace. Breathe out, let go, breathe in, peace. But in order to make it interesting, play, make it fun. Don't make it so serious. And you're breathing in peace. Without let go. Visualize them. Even like little cartoon characters. Breathing in peace. Without let go. It's getting close to the end of the meditation now. How relaxed are you? In your body? And how peaceful are you in your mind? What does it feel like? As I mentioned, when your body relaxes, it feels just so delightful. You look at it, no tightness, no stress anywhere. And the same in the mind. The peace, no being pushed or pulled or carrying heavy weights. Just free. A body at ease, a mind at peace. And the deeper that peace grows, the more delightful it becomes. Peace is the highest happiness. We're now going to ring the gong 3 times. Please listen to every sound of the gong. When it finishes, you may open your eyes to end the meditation. Yeah.